You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel, no mai ki o te reo Māori.
Aye, that's good. It is te wiki o te reo Māori this week. Good remembering and great pronunciation as well. It's nice to have you on the show this morning, Desley. We've got a lot of things to talk about, kind of in the world of weather and climate change a wee bit today, but let's start with, I guess, last summer's problems. There is still consultation is opening next week for Aucklanders to have their say on the cost-sharing agreement between Auckland Council and central government, particularly around how that money's going to be spent, what that cost sharing is actually going to look like. What is the kind of feedback you're hoping to hear from Aucklanders on this?
Well, first of all, consultation opened yesterday, so it's open now, and it's a big one for us, Rachel. There are basically four questions that we're asking Aucklanders. Some are short and sharp, and some are completely open-ended. The first question is, do Aucklanders believe we should accept the package or the in-principle deal that has been put together between central government and council? That being, of course, we've talked about this before, haven't we, the 50-50 on the Cap 3 buyouts, but also the extra transport investment and investment into, improvements to reduce risks from natural hazards. So the thing is, do you accept that or not? Noting that for us, for council, there is a significant investment of about $900 million. The second question is a bit more open-ended, and I think this is a chance for Aucklanders to go right in depth to say whatever you like. And basically, do you have anything to say about the proposal? You know, are we going fast enough? Is it too much? Not enough? All that kind of stuff. The third question is concentrating on the 50-50 buyout. So it categorises, what does Category 3 properties mean? And it says, those are properties that aren't safe to live in because of the risk from future flooding or whatever. And then it says, in purchasing these properties, we will have to make some decisions. How do we define them? How do we set the buyout price? The size of the owner contributions? What do we do about insurance settlements? So there's a lot to... a lot to consider in that one, because that is our cost. That's the cost that we're moving into that. And then the last question four, has two bits. And one is, we've said that climate change is definitely in our lives, right? But we cannot afford every time we have a 1-in-100-year event, which is looking like being far more regularly than 1-in-100-year event, we're just not in a position to continue to buy out flood and slip affected homes. So do you think we should advocate to central government to establish a national scheme, a scheme throughout New Zealand to support recovery from future events? So do you support that? And then the second part of the question four is, do you think your home may be eligible for a category buyout under this proposal?
So those are
the four key questions.
These are questions, that's really good to hear, because these are questions, that we've heard people asking pretty much since the flooding happened. But I guess I have a question from a perspective of who reads this, where does this information go, how confident can people be that, by filling in this form or by having their say in this way, their voices are going to be listened to?
Well, I can give you my assurance that they will be. I mean, this comes to our recovery office. This is a very important tool. It's a combination of a forward-thinking planning, seeking information about what we should do as Tāneke Makaurau, as Auckland, but on a financial side as well. So I absolutely can commit Aucklanders to knowing that we will listen. But, there are Aucklanders who haven't necessarily been affected in the weather events, the five weather events we've had this year, but they will contribute if we accept this proposal in some way. And I think, that's what we want to hear.
Absolutely. It'll be a really important opportunity to have your say. So consultation's open now. Where do people go to have their say, Desley?
It's that classic have your say. If you just Google have your say, it comes up the list of things that we're talking about, which of course is also in Māori seats and other things. But this is the Funding Auckland Storm Recovery and Resilience.
Excellent. Well, it'd be good to hear what comes of this feedback as well. I think that'll be pretty well contributed to, I'd imagine.
I really think so, Rachel, and I'm happy to really keep talking to you about it. I mean, people can email if they don't want to sort of go online and fill it. They can email stormrecoveryconsultation@aucklandcouncil.gov.nz. They can go to their library where there's hard copies of the document to have a look at. As well. So it's not just an online way.
Great.
Have your say.
Well, let's talk a wee bit about climate change in a broader context for Auckland Council. There's been a conversation this week with councillors hearing that Auckland Council is not on track really at all to reach its climate change target of halving its emissions by 2030. This feels quite problematic in the context of this conversation we're having right now, Desley. So what are we tracking at the moment for Auckland Council?
Look, you are right, but it's worth putting that in context of the time frame. So this was an inventory up to the end of 2019. So that was some time ago, and it was up from the 2016 baseline. And you're right, it showed an over 5% increase in gross emissions. But there is a lot that we have done since then. And I think the one that we've got a new one coming out, which gives a clearer, up-to-date picture up to the end of 2021, and that's due to come out at the end of this year. And I think that'll be a better, true reflection. I mean, if you look at it, it's not as if we haven't been doing anything. We've got Te Pāriki e Tāwhiri, the climate plan. We've got Climate Action Targeted Rate. We put $152 million in the last LTP for climate action. You know, we've done a lot in the transport space. We've done a lot of funding community groups. And as you know, this year we've rolled out the food scraps bin with an expectation to, collect nearly 40 tonnes of food year, equivalent to taking 10,000 cars off the road. So we're doing a lot in our space.
Totally, totally. This is great. I mean, I think everybody can see more of that is needed, but we are, still not tracking on target. And, the more we talk about things like flooding, we're going to talk about dryness in a minute as well, like extreme weather, these things that really affect people's day-to-day lives in Auckland, the more climate change really does feel like it's in our backyards now. So what can you reassure us that council is doing at the moment to try and improve that that tracking towards halving those emissions?
Look, I think the weather events, if they've done, had a number of impacts, including impacts on people realising that climate change is definitely here to stay. I mean, from my own personal perspective, Rachel, I now drive a fully electric car. It was a decision I made to change the way I behaved. Council is investing strongly in public transport too. We've got we're working towards goals of having 50% of our bus fleet converted to electric buses by 2030. It will take time and money, and as I said, we're not just focused on transport. We're working with community groups leading climate projects. We're doing a lot in that space as a council. I think so, putting climate first. It's always a challenge, though, where it's up against other things that people want. But
But one thing I want to know is, so if we are, the council's doing all these great things, that's really awesome, but, we're still not tracking towards that target. So I guess what I'm asking is, what more needs to be done, or what is the council thinking about doing to try and hit that target by 2030? Because that still feels like a good goal, I guess, Aucklander's perspective.
It is a good goal, and I agree, we do have still a long way to go. So currently our 10-year budget is in the process of being finalised. That's our planning for the next 10 years, right? And that'll be from 2024 to 2034. And within that time frame, we've made the commitment to reduce regional emissions by 50% by 2030. And in order to achieve this, climate action needs to be central to everything we do. And I think being carefully considered as part of that decision-making. So I think we need, I'll be talking to you on an ongoing basis about what this new LTP does mean for climate action, because it does need to be front and centre.
Well, let's talk about the absolute opposite of flooding, potentially looking at drought season coming up for this this forecasted summer. El Nino is the weather pattern that we're heading into. This is something that, you know, a few years ago we were having long discussions with Phil Goff about the ways Aucklanders and Auckland Council could work together to conserve water and to think about how to, I guess, look after our city if we do hit that type of weather this summer. What conversations are happening in Council at the moment, Desley, for managing that weather pattern?
Yeah, look, we as a city actually do pretty well when it comes to water usage. And one of the reasons that we do is because we charge people for water. You know, the whole water and the ownership of our water resources is a little bit up in the air, to be fair, pending central government elections on October. But, you know, we charge people for water. We've got a pretty good use of, you know, when we ask Aucklanders to conserve water, they do. We have built new water storage facilities. Having said that, we're still out in Muriwai. We still have water tankers down there. So we are making sure resilience in this space is important for us going forward. And, you know, we've done a lot with encouraging people to have water tanks on their property. We've taken away the consenting process around that and making it easier for people to use that, inverted commas, grey water or water collected, you know, for their gardens, for washing vehicles or, you know, outside activities. Obviously not safe to drink, but it actually protects that more. The water that comes out of the tap is the safe drinking water, and we do have capacity, considering all the rain we've had, to collect water for other use. And I think Aucklanders are getting their heads around other ways to do that and being quite sustainable and resilient in the beginning to change their behaviour, because we're all seeing that climate is actually taking a big change.
Totally. And I mean, that whiplash that we've got going from flooding into potentially a drought this summer or drought-like weather this summer, is there going to be a rollout in terms of the council's position for a bit of education or reminding of people about ways to be thinking about their water? Because I guess when you come from having just seen too much water, people might be a wee bit complacent perhaps about it.
Yeah, I think as we come into summer, we will do some messaging around that. I mean, it's ironic, isn't it? I was just saying to someone the other day, can you believe, you know, 2 years ago we were worrying about not having enough water, and then we've got more water than we need on the ground, and who knows what will happen next. So it's about being resilient, and I think we have to, as a city and as people who live in this wonderful part of Aotearoa, New Zealand, that we have to just be conscious of our of things that we can do at home to be more resilient and be more sustainable. And, you know, realise that Papatūānuku is a very valuable part of the world, and we need to look after it.
So we're probably going to see some education campaign perhaps rolled out from council?
I would like to think we have. I haven't seen it yet, so I'd be wrong to say we will, because I haven't seen it, but I would be surprised if we did it.
Okay. Cool, that's great to hear. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Desley. It's always great to speak with you. We will talk to you again next Tuesday. Have a great week until then.
Same to you. Ka pai tauroa.
Kia ora.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.